This is the tungsten pendulum bob. This was one of the first pieces of metal that we machined for the clock, and this was made for the first prototype, either as a Huygens-style pendulum or even as a torsional-style pendulum. And a Huygens pendulum is the one you probably recognize as a grandfather-style clock. We ended up using a torsional pendulum, which is a twisting pendulum. It has a hole through the center that has a little bump in the center that's actually specific to a 1 second Huygens style pendulum. And this particular material is probably one of the longest lasting materials that we're using in the clock, both because it's extremely dense and heavy, almost as dense as gold or platinum would be, as well as the fact that it has one of the highest melting temperatures of any metal known. And so this particular object would probably last in the hundreds of thousands or millions of years, and that little bump that's in the center being specific to this material's expansion rate of based on temperature actually makes it specific to 1 second. So an archaeologist finding this many millennia into the future might actually be able to determine our basic unit of time just from this single object alone. So as I said before, this is an extremely dense object, and I have with me the aluminum version that we used to, as a test piece right before we made this final tungsten one. And you can see how much of an indent the aluminum makes in the pillow. And this is the tungsten version.